The Tyson Rashi, let's get back to where we were. For those who were here yesterday, I don't want to go over yesterday, for those who were here yesterday. I was marching Nefesh to come on Sunday. Usually, I was marching Nefesh to come on Sunday. But Tyson Rashi both say that our Gemara is not like Reb Yehuda. It's not like Reb Yehuda. Our Gemara says, our mission is not Reb Yehuda. Our mission is Atzi Asherah. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayif Atzi Asherah, and our Gemara says, and you're not chayif Atzi Asherah. And we talked about yesterday different reasons why yes and why no. Now, then we had the Rajma's question: if Rabbi Yehuda holds Atzi Asherah is chayif, then how can you have a kolsh game? If Damnida is Pater, Kolshkin Atzei is Pater. You can't say that because if someone holds Atzei Sheir is Chayiv, there's reasons for it to be Chayiv. So that's what the Rajba asked. Well, There's two things I want to do today. First of all, I want to learn the Pnei Shua. Then I want to learn the Tzadik in Tzadik Beis. Please open to Pnei Shua first. For a few minutes. I want you to see what the Bnei Yeshua says about this. What does the Bnei Yeshua say? Some of you guys were here yesterday and not into it, but we have to do this anyway. I'm sorry. Just try to listen. Try to get it. It's on the page Kuf Vav in the Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua says, I'm starting to read the Bnei Yeshua. Nir b'kavonas kushes harashba. The Nei Rav Yehuda the Damnida, Namish Chayach Chiyuva, Shotzio, Kadesh Yitma, Dolgar Mekseis Nevelu, Kadash Mesheres, Machaibu Rebuilda. Now, the way the Pnei Shul learns the Kasha, of course, Damnida, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the same as Atzi Asheira. Yesterday, we didn't do this Pnei Shul, we said differently. Damnida is not like Atzi Asheira. But Damnida is like Atzi Asheira, because when the Pnei Yeshua learns it, the Maisa, why is Atzi Asherah Chashuv? Because it says in the Pasuk, take it out. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't really learn like that. He learns it's Chashuv because you want to take it out. You want to take it out. Now, why do you want to take it out? Atzi Asherah. Why do you want to take it out? Because the Torah says, don't have it. Why do you want to take out Damnida? Why do you want to take out Damnida? Now, or a lot of tumas, why do you want to take out? Not because it's in a house in Metama Ba'ol, that's not why. For Damnida is not Metama Ba'ol. How do you become tame with Damnida? By touching it. So you want to take it out because you might touch it. So now, I don't know how you take it out and not touch it, but you want to take it out and not touch it. So, or you don't want anyone else to touch it. You want me to, or you want to touch it. You don't want anyone else to touch it. So Damnida, according to Yehuda, Damnida will be chayiv just like Atzi Asherah. Damnida will be chayiv just like Atzi Asherah. Okay? I feel hokey mia will have a bechal called kasher ratznia. It's not called kasher ratznia. Shein derech ratznia damnida klal. There's no way to throw out damnida el zerkov ashba, to throw it in the garbage. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, damnida and atashera are the same. Are really the same. They're the same, and you won't be chayiv. But what's more? What is more? Reason to make putter. You are chayiv. What's damnida is more to putter. That's what the question is. What? You chayiv damnida according to Yehuda because you're going to take you want to take it out. You chayiv because you want it out. It's negative actually. You want to take it out.
For the
yeah.
So we're saying that's not
question. Not yet. We're not talking about that yet. Not talking about that yet. Oh, yeah, but that's a separate question. You got to keep it separate now. Talking about in the shum of Shabbos, kol kosher latznia. What's not kosher latznia? Damnida and atzei sheira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, both the same. According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Why do we have to say you're taking out the tumah? That's when we say you're taking out your cat. Pretty good job.
Why can't you say, let me think. One second. No, sorry. That's only, if you only say one, what you would think. Right? Each man yammer, what you would think. But Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Nidan Atzei Sheira is the same. Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means, according to Mani, it says you don't feed Dam Nidan to your cat. Right? You don't feed Dam Nidan to your cat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you will be Chayiv. What? That's what the Nation was saying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you will be chayiv, even if you don't feed dam nida to your cat, you will be chayiv in front of Rabbi Yehuda. But my son. Why? Because it's called matzniya. That's what the nation is saying.
Why does it
think
that?
What?
What causes
him to say that? Like, doesn't Tosafot say specifically it's talking about
Shira?
Why
would he just say that for, like, what's his, like, motive
behind it? He said just the chayin yirali, kavnasoik. He holds that there's no difference in matzniya between damida and atzei sheira. Even though we learned yesterday differently. No, that means according to this Pnei Shu now, we go according to Rashi and Tosfos that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda can't exist together. Therefore, that's the Shai. Yeah. I wish you would have been here yesterday. But that Rashi and Tosfos both hold that Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah can't coexist. And yesterday we asked, why not? That's what we were talking about yesterday. Why not? But Rashi and Tosfos both hold that Rabbi Yehuda can't hold of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, cult, that if you're not matzniyat, you're not chayiv. And there's two things, according to Rabbi Yehuda, now there's two things, according to Gemara, there's one thing.
But the opposite of Mishnah was the final question of the rabbi or anything. Being like, he doesn't like Mishnah, they're explaining
Mishnah. We spoke about that question yesterday. Okay. Excellent. You're on the right track. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
If
we're saying,
according to
Israel, this is
not considered
a Malacha
Nesha.
Wait, I tell you,
wait for that. So then also, why would
the Chota
say, you're allowed to take out Davida? He doesn't hold it.
You're still taking out Tumah. Everyone agrees that Tumah is leaving your house. And if it's a Tumah that's low, Akshavay, that's not Chashav, then you're a Pater.
But didn't we say anyone with Hashizah is Tameh, like, no matter what?
So?
So then it is chashuv.
Who says that makes it chashuv? Who says negative makes it chashuv? As we discussed yesterday. Who says negative chashuv is chashuv? But let's go on. According to Mandy Amr, according to our Mishnah, that's what we did yesterday.
And really,
even negative chashuv is chashuv. According to our Mishnah, negative chashuv is not chashuv. According to the way Rashi tells us about. Elder Kashali, the Bnei Shu has a question. Maishna makadasha misheretz. Ikadasha misheretz. The Machayev bar Rabbi Yehuda. Avagav davinami ain kashal atzniya. Kadasha misheretz is ain kashal atzniya. Mahaytime a gufe. Akar the mister delok Rabbi Yehuda. Why a kadasha of a sheretz? Rabbi Yehuda is machayev a kadasha of a sheretz. I don't know exactly what it means. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll go on. Let's go to Miu. Miu, might have sheet of the Rashi with Tysus. Rashi and Tysus hold me. This is the Tony called Pashat Steel, the Pukyatse Shever, the Lokra Vida. Rashi Tysus says, the Mishnah, it's a Pukyatse Shever, so the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda can't coexist. The Lui Deveim, he nearly ends in Mokrach. But I would say, like he said today, what's your first name again? Shlomo said, it's not mochach to say Rabbi Yehuda argues I mentioned that. Why? We spoke about this yesterday. I never mind the parishes b'samach. The mashma m'sefer the masnisim. The kol she'en yekashat tzniyah don ashet shera av yehachi kishat tzniyah menas v'tziyu chayim. If something that's not kashat tzniyah, but if you are matzniyah, what's the din? If you are matzniyah, yes.
I'm sorry.
What does the Meir Shura say the difference between Atzei Asherah and Dan Yudah? No difference. So then, in our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not in our Mishnah. But if you are Matzniya, you're Chayev. In case Shapi Matzinum Ukim Asnisan, I feel Rabbi Yehuda. You could say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Dan Machayev Peg Rabbi Kiva B'Sham She'atam Koshu. So, this is exactly what Shlomo asked before. We spoke about this yesterday, just in a different way. Our Mishnah argues in Rabbi Yehuda. That's a sure thing. The Gemara says so. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda's cases, our Mishnah would say, Putter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Putter. But that's not what Rashi tells us to say. Rashi tells us to say Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the Mishnah, Pnei Yeshua says, you don't know that for sure. Because he says it this way. Listen closely. He says it this way. Our Mishnah says this, the Seifa. Everything that you is important to you is Chayiv. The Rashi says, everything important to you is Chayiv. It's not important, it's Chayiv. The Sefer says, even though it's not important, if you put it away, you are chayiv. Something that's important to you, you are chayiv, right? Does the Sefer say that? This is the same question, just asked a different way. So, according to Yehuda, Yehuda is a chiddush. I agree with the Mishnah. If something's not important, you're a putter. But I agree with the Mishnah. If it's important to you, you're chayiv. Well, Dam Nida and Atzei Asherah are important to you. Why are they important to you? Like we talked about yesterday, negative importance. So Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda could hold like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds if it's not important, you're not chayiv. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Dam Nida and Atzei Asherah are important to you. Because that was we learned Rashi yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda believes in negative importance. So negative importance is importance. You know what negative important means?
It's awesome, therefore it's hush.
Therefore, right. That means if the Torah says get rid of it, or I want to get rid of it, that means it's important to me. Right? It becomes an it. Get rid of it.
Our Mishnah doesn't agree to that.
But does Rabbi Yehuda not agree with our Mishnah? That's the question here. Rashi tells us how that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with our Mishnah.
Where does it say that?
In that, Pnei Yeshua understood it that way. I was waiting for someone to say that. Rashi does just say that Masis and Dvok Rabbi Yehuda.
Rashi says it.
And Rashi Daf Tzadi says, Rashi Daf Tzadi says,
right, so the one who's
Oh, very good. That we discussed yesterday also. Good. Okay, you're on top of the game. We discussed yesterday also. And that was, we called that Yosef's way of learning yesterday. That's a machokas also. Whether it's Rav Papa and Ma'ukva, or it's the Mishnah. Rashi holds it's the Mishnah, not Rav Papa and Rav Ukva.
If it was Mishnah, why wouldn't Rav Yud be mentioned in the Mishnah?
Thank you for question. We'll see you in a second.
But why would mention it?
We'll get there. 1 second. Now, Tosfos, Rafuk Yatzer Sheira, Tosfos, Derok Rav Yehuda. It's not like Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah doesn't like Rav Yehuda. That's a sure thing. The Bnei Yeshua takes this one step further. The Bnei Yeshua says, Rav Yehuda doesn't hold like our Mishnah. That, the Bnei Yeshua says, who says that's true? Rav Yehuda, that's what Shlomo was asking, right? The Mishnah doesn't like Rav Yehuda. That's a sure thing, according to Malkuth and Rav Papa. But who says Rav Yehuda doesn't hold of our Mishnah? Rav Yehuda does hold of our Mishnah, effect of Bnei Yeshua. Rav Yehuda holds something that's not put away, it's not important, you're not chayav for. Just Rav Yehuda holds these two things are important. Rav Yehuda holds of our Mishnah. That's what the Bnei Yeshua asks. That is left as a machlokes. That means you don't know really what Rashi and Tosfos mean when Tosfos Rashi says Rav Yehuda does the Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda. Does that mean Rav Yehuda also doesn't hold the Mishnah? Bnei Yeshua holds that Rav Yehuda also doesn't hold the Mishnah. Therefore, Rav Yehuda asks a question. Who says? Yes?
I think it's Mubarak and Tosafot, because of a lot of three words.
The question of the Rajva?
Yeah, the question of the Rajva, the last three words.
Yes.
Did you say that Rav Yehuda requires to be Masniya, no? Meaning Rav Yehuda holds the cloud of being Masniya stuff.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Also,
yes. I would say that. Okay. Yeah, that's what he's discussed. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yosef's way. Okay, maybe. But that was the other way of learning.
Why would they say anything about the Amida if they meant that they argue with both? Like, why would Rashi or Tosfos bring up the question of, like,
Because that is a totsa'ah of, because all Rav Yehuda talks about is Atisha. Rav Yehuda doesn't talk about Danida. So Rashi and Tosfos can't talk about Rav Yehuda and Danida, but there is none.
That's
a svara of the Bnei Yeshua. That's a svara of Bnei Yeshua. That means Rashi and Tosfos don't even talk about that because Rav Yehuda doesn't talk about that. But there's an extra svara of Bnei Yeshua that Rav Yehuda would mean that also there. But Rashi doesn't only talk about what Rav Yehuda says. Now comes a new thing entirely, which you were talking about. I want you to listen to this well. Because right now, the Bnei Yeshua it was a bolt of lightning here out of nowhere, but it's so good. And that answers a million questions. It's one line of Bnei Yeshua. Vashmi and Nami, the Afagav Tebarach and Srifa Gufahim, Afil Arichayev. Now, let's talk about this for a second. Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa chayev. Okay? Atzi Hashem and Dam Nida. Is that Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa or Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa? What? It's a Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa. Why is it a Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa? We discussed this item for an item a couple weeks ago. Why is it a Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa? When I'm taking something, I'm doing a malacha because I don't want it, that's a malacha shein tzricha gufa. These are two things. I'm taking out that shein because I don't want it. I'm taking out the damnim because I don't want it. That's a malacha shein tzricha gufa. Now, what's it you hold about malacha shein tzricha gufa? Chayev. Right? Chayev. But now is a problem. Because according to the Pnei Yeshua now, it says Rabbi Yehuda agrees with our Mishnah. Why don't you take the way Bnei Yeshua is thinking about this. If Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that Mishnah, that means anything else that's written up, anything that's in the kasha latzniya, it's something I don't care about. So why am I taking it out? For no reason. I don't care about it. That would be Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa. Taking out anything that's not kasha latzniya, anything I couldn't care less about, is called the Melacha she'ein tzricha gufa. According to Yehuda, what would that be? Chayiv. What did that Mishnah say? Pater. So Geshu's asking himself, I am saying that Rabbi Yehuda would agree with our Mishnah. If something is not kosher, ratznia. It's pater, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Malchashen Tzvichel Gufa as Chayiv. And any kosher ratznia is a Malchashen Tzvichel Gufa. Does someone get the question here? But there's a simple, simple answer that Yeshua says. Simple. Yeshua says, it's like a rhetorical question. It's a simple. The answer is so simple, yes?
I thought that Yehuda only agrees by Hashem Hamatzniya in our Mishnah, only in general, but not when it's an individual. If it's an individual who's doing it, then he's fine.
No.
No, not in our Gemara?
No. Now, when you get to Yeshua's question, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold Ein Kasher Atzniya as Pater? That's a Malchashen Shichel Gufa. Shem Chayiv. What's the answer to that?
Malchashen Shichel Gufa is only Chayiv when it's something that's...
Exactly. Exactly. No. He's right. Malchashen Shichel Gufa Chayiv when you're doing a malacha. When you take out something that's not kasher atzniya, are you doing a malacha? No. So you can't be chayiv, even though malacha is tzvichel gufa. That's when you do a malacha. The malacha is not tzvichel gufa. Here, if it's ain't kasher atzniya, it's not only that you don't need it, and you're carrying out something you don't need. You're carrying out something that doesn't have a shear. Because I don't need it, it doesn't have a shear. Therefore, he's 100% right. There are beauty, it doesn't hold that just... If it's ain't tzvichel gufa, it's chayiv. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Malacha she'ain tzvichel gufa chayiv. When it's not an asr malacha, he wouldn't hold you chayiv. This is not an asr malacha. What? Therefore, that's the whole point of Yeshua. Therefore, it's mutter. Anything else besides dam nida and atzer sheira, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Mishnah, and he'd be pater.
Mutter,
I'd say. Why? Malacha she'ain tzvichel gufa. But it's not malacha. And let's read inside the Bnei Yeshua.
Ready?
Yes?
Marakata and Marakata are saying that these two cases are mutter and pater.
Mutter.
Okay.
Mutter.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, we discussed this last time. It says Enechayev Chatas. What does Enechayev Chatas mean? Whether there'd be a drabbanon here or not. We're talking about the derisive level. That's very hard. What does the Mishnah is using something that we don't use in Shabbos at all. In Shabbos, you use Pater Aser Chayev. Eino Chayev is not something that used at all. Exactly what the Mishnah here means, Eino Chayev. It's too fancy.
Remember, there's two more words, Elam
Asniya. Okay, you're throwing a wrench into this. Okay, that could be. If you use the word elamatsniya, you have to, even in putter, you have to use the word enachayev. That's true. That's good. It could mean putter, you still have to use the word enachayev here, but you have to say enachayev elamatsniya. Could be. Except for the ratio, right?
The
ratio is chayev. Right. The safe. You're right. That's good. Excellent. Yes.
What about the negative kashir?
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that now make it into a malacha shatir? Should we call it Yehuda? No, I'm saying that in this case also, by anything, if there's a negative kashir.
Okay. Now, let me just finish the Pnei Yeshua, and then we'll get to what you're saying. Let's do this for a second. Let's just see what the... I just want to see if Pnei Yeshua's words of what I tell you. Mafin Nami, this is also teaching us. The Afgat Malchashen Tzvicha Gufa, even though it's Malchashen Tzvicha Gufa, Avil HaKichayev, Avil HaKichayev, Yumi Chayev, Mash Enkin Halkam Asnisen, but if Rabbi Yehuda agrees with our Mishnah, even though it's Malchashen Tzvicha Gufa, it's still be Potter. The Irish Ro Tzniel, it's talking about Ro Tzniel, Avil Rabbi Yehuda moded the Potter. Rabbi Yehuda is also moded the Potter, because it preaches, like we said, it's doing nothing. You're doing nothing. If you doesn't hold anything to the movement, it's chayiv. You're doing nothing. And this is doing nothing. Now, comes along Hananya. Listen closely. I'm going in order here. Comes Hananya. Hananya says, Rebbe, you just made a mistake here. You just said, and the Pneshua just said, that taking out Atzei Asherah is Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. But if you're taking, what makes it Chashev? Miles, you hear, you listen. What makes it Chashev? What's Rashi say? What makes it Chashev? The Pasuk. The Torah tells you to take it out. So maybe that is Tzrich L'Gufa. I'm doing it what the Torah tells me to do. That means, what's a Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Not doing like the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they carry things where you needed it. I'm also carrying it because I need it. I'm not carrying it because I don't need it. Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is I'm carrying it because I don't want it. Here, it's not only I'm carrying it because I don't want it. The Pasuk is telling me that I want it. The Pasuk is telling me, you must carry it. Who says, when the Pasuk says, you must take it out, that's a Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. That's what Hananya is tiny, which is a tremendous Kutaina. What?
The Pasuk is telling
me
to take it out.
Yeah, let me take it out in Shabbos.
What?
Ah, but it also tells me to take it out. Who says it's Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Who says it's Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Zakt. So he says that, Hananya is wrong. Because I might want to do the mitzvah, but the thing itself is something I don't want. Not
but
something
want
I want.
Want.
And he says, I want it for the mitzvah. Both of you are brought down in Sfarim. Both of you are right. What? Is the Pnei Shua says, this is a Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. What?
And Chayev. You're saying that, Rebbe, according to Rebbe, you would say, you would agree with our Mishnah, and the reason that you're puzzled is it's not even Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa.
Right, but regularly it is a Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa.
I'd say Sherry Damida is Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Or we're questioning right now, maybe it's
really
Chayev.
What?
Or it's
really
Chayev. Then she says it's really Chayev. Maybe it's really
Chayev. What? Maybe. But
what's enough to mean between them? You're both Chayev at the end of the day. What's enough to mean?
I don't need enough to mean. I want to know, is this the Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa?
Why? You're Chayev or Chayev. According to you, you're Chayev.
What?
According to you, you're Chayev. You're down the year, Atzei Asherah. If you tell me Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, and you're chayev, why are you putting for everything else? Because that's not even malacha. So you're chayev, and if you tell me it's really good, you're chayev. So mamonoshach, you're chayev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for damida not to share, whether you look at it like this way or that way.
That doesn't make a difference,
why not?
Because we'll have different, we'll come to it where it makes a difference as much as we go for that. We'll get to that. We'll make a difference, we'll come to that there will be a difference as much as we go for that. Just. He's saying it's Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. He's saying it's Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Everyone should attest to that. Tzadi Alef, Tzadi Daled Amud Aleph. Yes?
I thought we said that because it has to be on the action and not the. Like, it depends on whether you do. Not what Maximach Shava rather than.
So, Daled Shein Miskaven, I didn't want to do the action.
Right.
Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, I want to do the action. But why did I want to do that?
Right, but then
here I want to do the action.
Right, but didn't Yaakov say that?
I want to do the action, but Yaakov is saying if I don't want this object.
Right, but we said it depends on what the action is, not the.
Oh, but that's Numa Chokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. You did the action of carrying. I want to carry. I could still be putter. Because it's not like it was in the Mishkan. Why did I carry the Mishkan? Because I wanted something somewhere. Here, I don't want this thing there. Not because I want something somewhere. That's a new machlokas, Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. But look at the Tosfos that Tzadi Daled Amud Aleph. Look at the Tosfos. There the Tosfos. One of the regular cases, Merachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. This is talking about you carry out a dead body. A dead body out of your house on Shabbos. You don't want your house to become tamei. You want your house to be tamei. You want to carry a dead body out on Shabbos. Is there a kain here? Yeah, I want Matthew to come. I want you guys to come eat my house at Shabbos, and you're not going to come eat. Rebbe, there's a dead body there. So I take the dead body out of the house. That is your machlokas, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, I'm allowed to carry the dead body out of the house. Reb Yehuda says, I'm not allowed to carry the dead body out of your house. Reb Shimon says, Malkash ain't tzricha gufa, putter. Reb Yehuda says, chayev. Yes?
I don't know how the
Tumah Agud
works exactly, but I thought once like someone dies there, house comes upon it.
Not when it's not in there. Okay. Now, unless you told the house.
You have to do
Hazan on
the house.
Huh?
You're going to have to do
Hazan on the house. Not now, today.
Yeah.
I'm Caleb in the house.
Okay, what? Caleb
in the house.
Excuse me?
Caleb in the house.
But they're not the time another person. Okay, yeah, there we go. I want him to eat on plastics. I married off all my children, so I don't have to serve a China. Right? I deserve a plastic. My children are married. I have a really, really good friend who's a chashva rav. And after he married off his last child, he was driving home from the airport from their wedding. He told his wife, stop. And stop for a second. She stopped. He went to a tree in the middle of everything, ruminating against the tree. And his wife said, what are you doing? She says, I marry off my last child. I can do whatever I want. He's the guy who's on that.
Are you serious?
Guy. Yeah. No, so now you, that's what's talking about.
Please.
Okay. Anyway.
This is great.
Okay. Anyway. So, Tosis says, if you look at the Tosis, it's the first five lines, as a mace will meet the chayyim. Nilari, the Mahaka Kimran, B'chol Dukta. From here we see all Dukta, all cases. The Israel Yehuda, Malacha Shein, Tzuruka, Gubba Chayvarim. The Mestama, Tanakama, Reb Shimon, Hainu Reb Yehuda. The Tanakama Reb Shimon is Reb Yehuda. Now, here's what Miles wants to see. This part of the Tosfos. We don't got it. Okay. Imagine your mind, Miles. Ki Ahi Galel, comes along, tells us just like before. Zet, where is it? No, okay. Yeah, I missed one line. Okay. Kehidol El, Zeni Yaakov, Zeni Yaakov, the camera Shim and Hain Rabbi Huda. That's something else entirely. Raj Ba Omer, Yesh Havi Bitnan, I could also be another Raya, Nitan Lael. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Hamotzi Misham Shev of the Zara, that Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa. Rabbi Yehuda holds, oh, if you carry out Avodah Zorah, Asi Asherah, Yechayev. So you see, Malach Hashem Tzrich Gufa is Chayev. So even though Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi says over there, says, because it has a shear, it does have a shear. Why does it have a shear? Because of the Pasuk. But the Rajba still calls it a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Rajba calls it a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Therefore, the Rajba saying, Chananya, the Rajba saying, he's right. That Avodah Zarah, you're taking out of your house because the Pasuk tells you to, it's still a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold you are Chayev for such a thing.
And
Yehuda said you are Chayev for such a thing.
Why is she saying
Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Oh, he doesn't say. He just says, oh, it is about to do the Lufa. There's only one reason why it should be.
Why did
you
go to
Pasuk? What?
Why did Mishnah
have
the
Pasuk? Ah, get back to Pnei Yeshua now. Now you got to put it all together. Why? If there wouldn't be a Pasuk, it would be Pater. Because there wouldn't be a Shear. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Pater. Remember the Pnei Yeshua? His Kiddush?
Was he saying it's a
Shear? His Kiddush back there? That if there's no shear, even if Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, you're putter. Then we need the pasuk to tell me it's a shear. That's the shivas. But it is a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be fine. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if you hold the Rabbi Shimon Miles, if you hold the Rabbi Shimon, Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, putter. And you hold the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that does chashivas. What would that say, Sherry B? Shimon? Rabbi Shimon? Potter?
Yeah. Rabbi, is she saying that Sherry now has a shear now?
A Sherry has a shear, yes. Asher has a shear. It's got to have a shear.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
This is like the cost of telling us, like the piece for saying that on that line, hey, we're saying keeping that as a share as a reason, then saving out for the purpose of, because the pasuk said.
Yes, that's what Rashi. Okay, now. It's a very good question. I'm sorry. What it doesn't make a difference why you're taking it out. Once the Torah was machshavit, that means the double kasher.
But now, if the Torah was, if let's say you were at a time where there was a commandment, let's say, to go take it out of your house, maybe now it would be a machshavit to your gufa. Meaning, maybe you're saying it's machshavit to your gufa because that's the Shabbos. So the pasuk is just telling us that now it's considered something kasher, but now it has a shear.
Yeah, but the pasuk doesn't tell me that chayiv. The pasuk's not talking about Shabbos.
I know, exactly. So the pasuk is talking about, it's a double kasher.
Double kasher. Now, let's think about Shabbos. Now, let's think about Shabbos.
Right.
If I take out this double kasher
and
Shabbos. Right, so, but your Ashura says in Talmud, so the coin of Yehudi would be Chayim. Why? Just because Rosh Hashanah is Chayim. Yeah.
Taking out a dead person is special.
What?
A dead person
is special. Is Rosh Hashanah
is
Chayim.
It's Chayim.
Oh, yes, Chayim to you. Yes, Chayim to you. Yeah.
Especially if
you're
dead.
Yeah. There's no yeah, because it's also machat Hashem. And that's the question of the Mishnah of Amela. Remember the Mishnah of Amela? That is the question of the Mishnah of Amela. Of Meisah. Remember. No, that's the answer. That's the question of the Mishnah of Amela. Okay. But
so we're going to have to make the Rambam's definition of something special as Niyah, like after 100% hybrid. Instead, can't spoil. I mean, people can't be left out.
Okay. That is not for sure right now, but that's very hard. Because when you look at these Rambams in Yad HaZaka, it goes like Rashi tells us. Mm-hmm. This whole thing can't go according to that. So the question is, how come the Rambam changed?
Right.
But Rambam did change in Yad HaZaka. And,
so what
does he say now? And what? He says like Rashi, that seems to be like Rashi. Now, when you learn that long Mishnah that gave you to learn, that long Mishnah Hilchos Aveilus, which is like forever that long Mishnah, but the middle of my Mishnah Melech just asked the steer in the Rambams, what does the Rambam always hold? Malach Shein Shrichu Gufa Pater or Chayev? What? Malach Shein Shrichu Gufa Chayev, right? And the Rambam holds that Atzei Ashera will be Pater.
Only by Oramacher, though, right?
No, Ramos Atzei Sheira Mifanter. What? Shabbos Yud Ches. I think it's. Let's see. Rambam is Perk Yud Ches or Yud Ches? What is it? Yud Ches. Okay, so in Halacha Yerches it says, "Hamoti chagav kol chay kolshu umeika grovers tziporis kramim ben chay v'mesa kolshu v'mishmatzin otzav refuah v'chein kol kiyotzebo hames v'nevela v'asheretz kishir tumasan kachshir tzasan." Umeis mevel kizayis v'sheretz kedasha. Umeis is chayiv. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Rambam says, which one is it? Chav Beis or Chav Beis? Davar she'ein derech for the adam letzniel. Vein roi letzniel. Kigon dam anida. He doesn't say atzniel. He says dam anida, right? Im etzniel achad otzio chayiv. V'shar adam pokrit. To another. Shein chalavim chayav ela alatzav davar kasher atzniyam atzniyam kamayu. So the Mishnah Melech asks Stira that if Ram hold davar shein malach shein stira gufa is chayav, then why are you putter by dam nida? But what's the answer really? We learned the answer b'nei Yeshua already. What's the answer? It's not chashuv, it's not malachim. That's the answer. Rambam's not a steer at all. It's not kosher, it's not a malacha. So the only problem he talks about is a very, very small shear of a mace, a kadasha of a mace. The Rambam would say chayiv, and he says that's not kosher at all. A kadasha of a mace. It's not kadasha, what?
It's like,
no. Kadasha is a sheretz. I mean, kadasha of a sheretz. The kadasha of a sheretz is not kosher at all, so why are you chayiv a kadasha of a sheretz? No, a kadasha of a mace is not kosher at all. And why are you chayiv for a kazayis of a mace? And why? That's why the Mishnah Melech is there, the wrong Mishnah Melech. You get Mishnah Melech not Shabbos, that was a veilus. The Mishnah Melech is machadish over there that a dead guy you could feed to your dog. You could feed a dead guy to your dog. Therefore, your chayiv, when you take out the desires of a mace, he's talking about a dead guy. So a dead guy is not malachshen shvicha gufa, because you could, I mean, a dead guy, you could take out to your dog. That's what he says. Can you imagine that? You take out to your dog?
A dead guy?
What?
Where do you get a kezayis
of a dead guy? You don't have them laying around your house? Huh? Yeah, yeah, you sell it? Yes. What? So, what's the
answer?
I have to see the mission on one second. Let's see inside. What parakeet HaDevis was it? Do you remember? I look when I see a long Mishnah Melech. It's Yedalit. Rabbeinu the pasuk is stam mishnah. The kol kasha of tznia. The pasuk gam kein lezu. Yesh retmoa the near. Nevela v'asher it's kashir to masa. Kashir it's asa. He says a mace. Okay. He says a mace. Why should we chayiv because of Yehuda by a mace? Why should we chayiv because of Yehuda by a mace? A mace is not chashim.
Yes, chashim.
What's chashim about it?
You have a
fear to do the gura. What?
To catch something,
leave it
around. Yeah, but if you hold Rashi Tzichagut as Chayev, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees with our Mishnah, if it's not kosher atznia, it's pater. There'd be this svara from before. Even Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not kosher atznia, should be pater. Even though it's Rashi Tzichagut, it should be pater. Why is it meis Chayev? So why is it meis Chayev? It doesn't have a shear. He said, mace is not chashim. Therefore, he says, when it says in the Mishnah in Rabbi Yehuda that a mace you chaya for is talking about a guy, a dead guy. I can feed a dead guy to my dog. Okay, now. Oh boy.
talk about dead bodies. When I was teaching in elementary school, I almost got fired because I said something. And I thought, hey, everyone knows this. And parents called up and said, Rabbi Shmulevitz is unfeeling who knows what, and you have to fire him. But what did I say? All I said was, if you're stuck in the desert, and you have a dead person, and you have a dead horse, and you're starving, which one should you eat? Dead person.
Because he has a
what? Eat the dead person. Why eat the dead person? Right, the horse is derisive. That person's on the rabbi. Well, yes, but we pass this rabbi. Yeah. Because of it. The machaikis is not whether it's derisive rabbi. The machaikis is whether there's an assay. Some people say there's a derisive, but not a rosa, say an assay. It means there's a. There's it, because there's a rosa say, don't, it says don't eat something that's not kosher, right? But it also says eat only kosher. So according to some, I think it's the Ramban, says that when it says eat only kosher, that makes an assay on something that doesn't have the samana. What? So you cannot call a person a kosher thing. So there's that's the machlekes. But there's the derisa and assay. What? No shkita. I don't know, is the Abraham Nechai a person?
No, but
it's dead.
It's
dead.
You're
dead. Huh? Dead. Yeah, but it's dead. It's dead. Okay, so you know that from now on. You're in a plane crash in the Andes. What was the name that...
There's horses on
what was it? What was the name called? What's that?
A
soccer team,
right? Alive.
A soccer team. Yeah, what's the name? What's the name? It has a name.
Alive.
What's the name of the...
Air Malaysia?
That the air... That they They ate other people. They ate the goalie.
Yeah, they ate.
They ate the goalie. It's the goal. It scores. Yeah, what did they get?
There was a
year old. Okay. Little Sasha. Oh, there's Kazarashi tomorrow. Please go do it. And remember, two things you got to bring Thursday to the party.